Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Now, around this time of the year, a number of composers, songwriters, and bandleaders sometimes don't get featured so that we can present vintage Christmas music on our special Christmas show. This evening, we'll try to make up for some of that by celebrating the birthdays of Ted Fiorito, Fletcher Henderson, Nat Shilkret, and Vincent Lopez. Last week, December 18th, marked the birth in 1898 in Cuthbert, Georgia, of Fletcher Henderson. He attended Morehouse College, where he earned a degree in chemistry. He moved to New York in 1920 to study further, but took a job as a song plugger, and the following year became house pianist at the new Black Swan Record Company. He recorded and toured with Ethel Waters and accompanied blues singers Bessie Smith, Alberta Hunter, Ma Rainey, Clara Smith, Ida Cox, and others. He led his first band in 1923 and landed a gig at the Club Alabama in New York. In 1924, the band played at the Roseland Ballroom, which became their base for many years. Louis Armstrong joined the band from September of 1924 until November of the following year. In the late 20s, the band played at Connie's Inn in Harlem, with Benny Carter arranging for the band, and in the early 30s, Henderson began arranging. He disbanded in 1939 and worked as an arranger and pianist for Benny Goodman. He also arranged for Isham Jones, Glenn Gray, Jack Hilton, and the Dorsey Brothers, and composed many jazz numbers. He began leading his own band again in the early 40s, but a stroke in December of 1950 ended his active career. Fletcher Henderson died in New York on December 29, 1952. Here are three from Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Thank you. The Dixie Stompers, a pseudonym for the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra on the Harmony label, and Hi Diddle Diddle, written by Binda Keitel from March 22, 1926. Before that, it was Fletcher Henderson's Connie's Inn Orchestra and a Fletcher Henderson arrangement of Sugarfoot Stomp from a Crown 78 recorded in August of 1931. We began our tribute to Fletcher Henderson with I Want to See a Little More of What I Saw in Arkansas from a Vocalion 78, waxed January 6, 1926. I Want to See a Little More of What I Saw in Arkansas was written by Harry Idleheit. You no doubt remember Harry Idleheit as the lyricist of Love Light Bay, composed by Charlie Pierce, and Ten Baby Fingers, composed by Alma Sanders and Monte Carlo. Well, maybe not. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, December 20th, marked the birth in 1900 in Newark, New Jersey, of Ted Fiorito. His music career began in Columbia's New York recording studios in 1919 as pianist with York's Novelty 5, York's Jazz Rimba Orchestra, and the Happy Six. In 1921, he moved to Chicago to join Dan Russo's band, and by the following spring, he was co-leader of Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra. That same year, the Russo-Fiorito band opened the Oriole Terrace in Detroit, and the band was renamed the Oriole Terrace Orchestra. This band made its first recording in May 1922 with the Fiorito composition Soothing. In 1924, the band returned to Chicago, where they made their first remote radio broadcast from the Edgewater Beach Hotel. The following year, they opened Chicago's new Uptown Theater, and in July of 1926, they opened the Aragon Ballroom, from which they made frequent radio broadcasts. In 1928, Dan Russo left the band, and Ted Fiorito took over as sole leader, billed as Ted Fiorito and his Edgewater Beach Hotel Orchestra. In 1930, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra began recording for Victor, as well as making a couple of sides for Hit of the Week. In 1931, the band moved to the West Coast, where they played at the Palomar and the Plantation Ballrooms in Los Angeles, and the following year at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. After playing on the Old Gold and Hollywood Hotel radio shows in 1934, the band appeared in a number of Hollywood films, all the while recording for Brunswick. Ted Fiorito composed music for several movies, including The Broadway Hoofer, Blondie of the Follies, Here Comes the Band, and Song of the Saddle. In 1937 and 38, the band was heard each Friday night on NBC's Frigidaire Frolic radio show. Ted Fiorito led bands until 1971, and he died of a heart attack on July 22nd of that year in Scottsdale, Arizona. Here's Ted Fiorito. Thank you.
riding high in the sky, Prairie Moon. Though you are mighty far above, you know my light of love, just what I'm thinking of, Prairie Moon. Far away, shed your beam on the girl of my dream. Tell her too, I've been through, Prairie Moon. Roll along, Prairie Moon, roll along while I flew. Way up high in the moon, maybe you're lonely too.
Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra in 1926, and Gus Kahn, Ted Fiorito composition, I Don't Believe It, But Say It Again. Before that, it was Ted Fiorito and his orchestra with Muzzy Marcellino and the debutantes providing the vocal on Roll Along Prairie Moon, another Ted Fiorito composition. The debutantes were Marjorie Briggs, Betty Noyes, and Dorothy Compton, and that recording was made in Los Angeles on January 23, 1935. We began our tribute to Ted Fiorito considerably earlier in his career on piano and directing the Oriole Orchestra on October 16, 1924, and Copenhagen. Nick Lucas was in the band on banjo. ¶¶
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, Christmas Day marked the birth in 1889 in Queens, New York, of Nathaniel Shilkret. At the age of 5, he began studying clarinet with his father, but he also studied piano with Charles Hambitzer, who also taught the young George Gershwin. At age 15, he was accepted by the Russian Symphony, and in his early years, he played with the New York Symphony, New York Philharmonic, the Metropolitan Orchestra, and a concert band led by John Philip Sousa. At age 24, Shilkret became musical director of the Victor Talking Machine Company, where he arranged and conducted ensembles including the International Novelty Orchestra, International Concert Orchestra, Victor Concert Orchestra, International Symphony Orchestra, Shilkret's Rhythm Melodists, the Troubadours, the All-Star Orchestra, the Ever-Ready Radio Group, the Hilo Hawaiian Orchestra, and the Victor Salon Orchestra, which he formed in 1924. Beginning in 1925, Shilkret worked regularly in radio, as Victor turned to radio as a publicity medium. He was also an arranger and composer. He wrote The Lonesome Road, first recorded in 1927 by Gene Austin, who wrote the lyrics. Other Shilkret compositions include Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, with lyrics by L. Wolfe Gilbert, and If I Should Send a Rose, co-written with Robert Louis Cheyenne. Shilkret moved to Hollywood in 1935 and worked as an arranger, conductor, and musical director for RKO Radio Pictures, most notably on Swing Time in 1936. Nat Shilkret died in Franklin Square, Long Island, New York, on February 18, 1982. Here's Nat Shilkret.
Thank you. seek your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary toad, he set you low, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down. That lonesome road before you travel on. Thank you.
about you. You are the one in a million who can cheer me when I'm blue. Some girls are like April flowers. They droop their heads when it showers. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra, April 19th, 1927, on a wonderful tune by Pete Wendling. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you. If that were a vocal version, you'd have heard the lyrics, which were written by Alfred Bryan and Arthur Turker. Before that, from March 13th, 1929, it was There Is a Happy Land. There Is a Happy Land was preceded by Gene Austin, backed by the orchestra conducted by Nat Shulkert, and The Lonesome Road, which was written by Gene Austin and Nat Shulkert. The whistling on that September 16, 1927 recording was provided by Bob McGimsey. We began our tribute to Nat Shulkert with That Wonderful Something from October 31, 1929. The vocal on that one was by Mark Kell's Happy-Go-Lucky Boys. I'm the happy-go-lucky Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 107.7 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Yesterday, December 30th, marked the birth in 1898 in Brooklyn, New York, of bandleader, pianist, and composer Victor Lopez. He was taught music by his father, and he studied for the priesthood for 3 years, but gave that up at age 16. He attended business college and did some office work, but eventually was making his living as a cafe pianist. He formed his own band in 1917 and began playing vaudeville, but worked his way into top hotels, including long runs at New York's Hotel Pennsylvania and Hotel St. Regis. On a Sunday afternoon in November of 1921, the band was asked to sub for a cancellation at radio station WJZ. The station wanted Lopez in the studio, but he proposed a remote broadcast from the bandstand of the hotel and became the first dance band to do so. Vincent Lopez played the Hotel Taft Grill for 27 years into the 1960s. The band appeared in Broadway shows, in movies, and on radio, including Plow's Musical Courier in 1934, The Speed Show in 1936, The Nash Show in 1937, Show of the Week with Buddy Clark, and he had his own radio and TV shows in the 1950s. His theme song was Nola, which he played in a highly flamboyant style, and he began his radio programs with Hello, Everybody, Lopez speaking. He died on September 20th, 1975, in Miami Beach, Florida. Here's Vincent Lopez.
Thank you.
Well, there you have four from Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra. We began with Without You from around January 27th of 1923. That was followed by Vincent Lopez at the piano on Nola, written by Felix Arndt from an Edison record waxed March 28th, 1922. Then it was the musical question, What Do You Do Sunday, Mary? From around September 15th, 1923. What Do You Do Sunday, Mary, is from the show Poppy and was written by Stephen Jones and Arthur Samuels, with the lyrics by Dorothy Donnelly. We finished up with Dear One, recorded around Christmas Eve of 1924.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Most celebrated holiday, New Year's Day, has been observed on January 1st in most English-speaking countries since 1751, when the British Calendar Act was passed. It used to be folks wished everyone a Happy New Year on March 25th, which coincided approximately with the beginning of spring. In many other countries, it's customary to wish everyone a Happy Birthday rather than Happy New Year on January 1st, since the day is called Every Man's Birthday, the day when everyone gets a year older, whether it's their real birthday or not. For some unknown reason, this rule also applies to racehorses. No matter when they were born, all racehorses become a year older on January 1st. This, of course, is the last Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2006. I want to thank you all for listening and for your requests and expressions of thanks and support through your emails. I really do appreciate the feedback, so if you have a request for a particular song or artist, a suggestion for a topic, or you just want to say hi, you can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Of course, you can also send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'm looking forward to bringing you more 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes in 2007. Tomorrow being 2007, we're going to end with Frank C. Stanley's 1907 rendition of Auld Lang Syne. Frank C. Stanley began his recording career in 1891 as banjoist William S. Grinstead, which was his real name. He was a good banjo player, but was eclipsed by the banjo king, Vassell Osman. He was very successful, however, as baritone Frank C. Stanley, making over 180 recordings for Edison alone, and dozens more for other record companies. He also recorded under a third name, George S. Williams, as banjo accompanist for Arthur Collins. With best wishes for a safe, healthy, happy, and exceptionally prosperous new year, I thank you for your very kind attention.
And never brought. right through.